Nothing could be finer than the Patriots in Carolina in Super Bowl 38. And we'll be there all day, every day, beginning Monday. Brought to you by Majestic Liquors, Bobcat, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It's The Ticket's 10th birthday party at the Hard Rock Cafe on McKinney here in Dallas. We're going to be here all evening, so we invite you P1s to stop by. It's sponsored by Tanqueray, Dodge, and Miller Lite. All sorts of great stuff here. The Ticket Promotions Department has done the most remarkable job of setting this place up, from all the old photos that have been blown up into posters to the running video loop of all of the old video from the Ticket days, to the Ticket Museum, which if you're here and you haven't checked out, go upstairs and check it out. It's really great.
Also, some a lot of good-looking girls here tonight, I've noticed.
A lot of good-looking girls here tonight, so that should get the guys out. And
I'm dragging something out of here tonight.
Oh, I am too, yeah. And lots of very familiar faces. Thanks to all the P1s who've been with us for 1 year or 5 years or all 10 years, and thanks to everybody who showed up today.
Chris Arnold showed up.
Yeah, we've got a lot of our old bosses, a lot of our old colleagues here.
Everybody, saw Chris Arnold. Saw Glenn Mitchell from KERA, a good friend of mine that Giorgio hates.
We used to work with him, Glenn Mitchell, at KRLD.
I just saw our original owner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Spence Kendrick's going to
join us.
He's going to join us a little bit later, yeah.
Where is he?
Right over there.
Yeah, right. Coming up at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a roundtable. Ryan's and Gregor are going to join us up here, and then for the next couple hours, we'll be talking about how the Ticket got started, the early years, and we'll be working in some of the old familiar faces and names that you may have grown to know over the years. I thought we'd take this segment and look back a little bit at the Dunham and Miller Show. We're in our old time slot right now from 2 to 5. And I got some email. Thought we'd go over some of these. This is from Ruben in Fort Worth. He says, congratulations, I'm a day one P1. I remember the time John Madden was on your show and used the crutch word of the week. It happened to be fritter.
That's right.
Remember that? Remember yeah. The old crutch word of the
yes.
week? In year one of our show, maybe even into year two, we had a specific weird word each week, and callers were encouraged to work it in, and eventually we got beaten by it and stopped it.
That was a great moment. And then, you know, fritter away, you know, fritter.
Also, in that first year, we played stupid trivia on the show. Looking back at that, I cannot believe that we actually would take up an entire 3-hour show with nothing but stupid trivia. It was the worst radio possible.
Yeah. I mean, it was just supposed to be a throw-in, but a lot of times it would just take over a show.
People would call in and they'd throw out a funny name from sports. Yeah, hey, I've got a trivia question. Or I know the answer to your stupid trivia question is the answer, Pat Putnam. And we'd all laugh, and we'd give them and that would be it, call after call after call after call.
Yeah.
I hope we've refined the program since then.
A little. Still got Gordo, but yeah, a little.
Screw you. Here's an email from Mark. He lists his top 10 favorite moments in Ticket history. Number one, he says, it makes me laugh, and I wonder about the Dunham household when I remember it. It was the Friday before Father's Day, and Giorgio's youngest son at the time called into the show. He was very young and broke into his Harry Carey impersonation. This is your now middle child.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. This is Blake at the age of like 3 or 4.
He says, but he didn't stop with the Harry Carey impersonation. He then decided to impersonate Matt, some guy who was at the Ticket, the equivalent of a Ticket ticker guy, for the overnight.
Matt McLaughlin.
That's right.
The update guy on Sports Fan Radio Network.
The Matt guy had a distinctive way of saying his name, and Giorgio's son did his best impersonation. Very funny stuff.
You know, I came across that tape a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
And listened to it, yeah. Maybe I'll bring that in. That is so funny. Because he did do the signature sign-up, I'm Matt McLaughlin.
Right? Yeah. This is from Jeff in Alito. He said, I've been with you guys since 1995. My favorite all-time D&M show, sometime around the fall of 96 or early 97, you guys had a playoff to determine what would be the new D&M theme song.
Yes.
I'll never forget the tension I felt as the Kazoo song continued to upset its opponents and climb into the Final Four. That was radio greatness. That signed Jeff.
Yeah, it was a good deal.
And I got this envelope in the mail 2 days ago. Complete set, all original first manuscripts with transmission receipts. I was cleaning out some old files and came across these. He said, started to chunk them, but thought you guys might enjoy them for your 10th anniversary. Do anything you want with them. signed Noble Willingham's Bedpost Goat.
And he we got sent, his old faxes?
He sent all the original faxes. Noble Willingham just passed away a couple days ago.
Yes, he did.
But here are some of the faxes. To Star Telegram Boy.
Oh yeah, I remember him, yeah.
From Noble Willingham's Bedpost Goat, please help. Noble told the lady at the petting zoo that he wanted me for his grandchildren. Yeah, right. That SOB is lower than a snake's belly in a wagon rut. Signed, Noble Willingham's Bedpost Goat.
Good.
P.S. Put Noble on the sorry list. He's always claiming that Noble was sorry.
Always had a P.S. about how sorry
so
Noble was.
Confusing.
So thank you to one of our early faxers back in the day.
Yeah.
When fax is one of the only other ways to get a hold of us. Noble Willingham's Bedpost Goat.
Put that up in the ticket museum.
Any other final Dunham & Miller Show memories before we get into the ticket roundtable?
Yeah, I just want to say that uncomfortable with the whole 10-year anniversary thing because, you know, there's people who've been in radio for 30 years, and so I just want to come into work and just keep on doing what I'm doing.
Well, good.
You know, one of the guys who's here, the laddie, one of our old program directors, I remember on our third anniversary, we were talking about, hey, do we want to do a big third birthday party? And he goes, no, in radio, you don't celebrate 3 years. That makes you sound small time. You celebrate 10 years. Yeah. I remember thinking at the time,
There's no way we'll still be around.
Yeah, we won't be here. And that seemed like so far off, but here we are.
All right, predictions. How long will the Dunham & Miller Show last? Realistic predictions.
We could make it 20 years. We could.
20 more?
No. 10 more.
10 more years?
10 more years?
Well, it all depends on the P1. The day the P1 gets tired of us and starts listening to something else, we're history.
I think today seems to be the day they got tired of us.
It might be today. So,
maybe one more year.
All right, yeah. who will leave the ticket first?
You.
Why do you say that?
Well, you wanted our honest opinion. Just a guess.
No.
No, I think it'll be groups.
Yep.
I think it's got to be groups.
Yeah, got to be groups.
Yeah.
All right, 4:48 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're going to get the Hardline back up here with us coming up next.
Hardline at the Hard Rock.